Two more Supreme Court rulings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but they aren't the most anticipated cases. Those will come tomorrow in the court's final two decisions this term. One is on the EPA's power to regulate emissions to fight climate change. The other is in a Biden attempt to undo the Trump Remain in Mexico policy for asylum-seeking migrants. One ruling today came out and was a Native American case out of Oklahoma. The other sided with a wounded warrior exposed to toxic burn pits in Iraq. Leroy Torres was a Texas state trooper who, when he returned, said he needed to be reassigned to a new job because of his disability. The state denied that. The justices ruled in Torres's favor, saying his federal rights were violated. Now to the NATO summit.
Russia poses the most significant and direct threat to our security.
That is leader Jens Stoltenberg in Spain, where President Biden announced the U.S. will send more forces, warships, and fighter jets, and
in Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
Ukraine's president addressed the NATO summit virtually, urging the leaders to send more weapons to fight off Russia's invasion, warning if they don't, they'll face a delayed war with Russia themselves. A Colorado businessman is a step closer to the U.S. Senate in his first political campaign. Joe O'Day won the Republican primary and just told Fox,
I just couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore, watching our country head down a path that is just unacceptable.
He beat a conservative state rep who was at the protest on January 6th last year before the Capitol riot, and Democrats wanted him to win.
A Democratic super PAC spent $4 million on TV ads alone to help the more conservative Ron Hanks win last night. He did not win. The whole goal there was to keep the more moderate Joe O'Day from going up against Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennett.
America's listening to Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
That Senate race Alicia Cunha reported on from Denver was one of many in eight states yesterday. Also in Colorado, controversial conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert defeated a primary challenger. Senator Mike Lee also beat his GOP primary challengers in Utah.
Are you ready to join with me and my great team and my wonderful family to help bring us a victory in November?
He'll face an independent backed by Democrats, Evan McMullen. Now in Illinois, redistricting pitted members of Congress against each other. Sean Casten beat Marie Newman in a Democratic primary. On the Republican side, Trump-backed Mary Miller topped Rodney Davis. In Nebraska, a Republican state senator won a special House election. Mike Flood will replace ex-Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who resigned and yesterday was sentenced to 2 years probation for lying to the FBI in a campaign finance investigation. They'll finish setting up a jury today in Florida that will consider whether to put a mass murderer in a school shooting on death row.
Five women and seven men have already been chosen to sit on a jury in Fort Lauderdale, which next month will hear arguments for and against sending Nicholas Cruz to his death for killing 17 people inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz already pleaded guilty, but prosecutors refused to agree to a life sentence, and Florida law requires a jury decide on death penalty cases. Lawyers today could make changes to this jury. The proceedings are scheduled for July 18th. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Singer R. Kelly back in court in New York for sentencing today, which could be life in prison.
For leading a vast scheme to recruit women as well as underage girls and boys for sex. Kelly was found guilty on all nine counts against him in September after a six-week trial. He was charged with racketeering and violating an anti-sex trafficking law.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. On Wall Street, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 85 points. The Nasdaq's down 15. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.